Jimmy. Appreciate it. And our first speaker for 10 minutes will be Sarah.
Yes, you were. Hi, my name is Sarah, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Sarah.
And I had Polly convinced that she was going to be the 10-minute speaker. what happened, what it's like now. I was introduced to this program when I was in jail, and I ended up in jail because of a methamphetamine drug bust. And I thought that I was not an alcoholic. I knew I wasn't an alcoholic, and I didn't think that I could have been an alcoholic because I was a bartender. And that was my career choice, and that was how I got what I needed. And the sadness and the damage that it caused was unbelievable. When I had to look through the plexiglass and see my parents staring back at me with tears in their eyes and wanting to know what they did wrong. I come from a normal family. My parents were so normal, it was unbelievable. My mom will have a glass of wine with dinner and think it just doesn't go with dinner and just kind of like, you know, puts it off to the side. What happened was that they ended up adopting two children, my brother and I. And they got my brother first, and then they got me. And they had no idea when they looked at this cute little infant, yeah, I was a cute kid, this cute little baby, that what they had received from the adoption agency was a child that was broken, that was wired differently, that would grow up feeling not a part of, not good enough, and would lash out and would cause problems through most of her childhood. What I found in alcohol was the fix. It made me feel like I was a part of. It made me feel like I had become the person I wanted to be. I was no longer as tall as I was. I walked better. I rode horses better. I did everything better with the help of alcohol. And I loved it. And I chased that feel-good thing all through high school. And I made a career choice. Instead of what I wanted to be was a veterinarian, and what I ended up being was an alcoholic bartender. And I'm glad that I took the path I did. I truly am. Because I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And God had a purpose. Through all that, He had a purpose. When I was bartending, I started out at Elmer's, and I bartended at the Swiss when it was a really nice bar at the time. I bartended at Jocko's. I bartended at some high-end bars. But when it came to the end of my bartending career, I bartended at a little place called Napomo Saloon. It's nicknamed the Toilet. It is now closed for good reasons. And it was the type of bar where the cockroaches outnumbered the patrons. And the cockroaches were trying to get the heck out of there. And I was asked to leave there as an employee because I was drunk on the job. I was volatile. It was everybody else's fault. And my PC count was way off because I left with a couple bottles every night with me. Now, they couldn't understand how this prominent Hispanic bar went through so much Gentleman Jack and Jack Daniels, where before my employment, they were going through the tequila. And it just didn't make sense to them, and they figured that the problem was me. And they were right. They were right. I had one heck of a stockpile of this stuff. I was introduced to drugs early on in my high school days, and I did a little bit of everything, and then I did a lot of everything, and then I just did everything. Drugs is a major part of my story, and it has been in my life since the first time that I smoked a joint at the stables at 14. And I liked the feeling that that gave me too, you know, and it took the edge off of life. But what happened was it stopped. It stopped working. And I had parents who loved me that didn't know how to fix their adult daughter. They had no idea how to help me. I was raised in a church. That church never turned their back on me. And my parents never turned their back on me. They tried over and over and over trying to figure out how their little girl could get better. And when I ended up in jail and I was looking through the plexiglass at my parents, and my father had had open heart surgery about 6 months previous to this, and I had tears running down my face. I had been in jail for 21 days after I got busted, and then they let me out on electronic monitoring. I had no program. I had no idea on how not to drink and do what I did. So when probation came and got me and decided I needed to go back to jail, and as the probation officer told me, you're on your way to prison, and I was looking through the plexiglass at my parents saying, I don't know what to do. I give up. You know, I don't know what to do. And my mom said, we're done. You know, we're done. We're going to call animal control in to get all your critters and the thrift store to come get your stuff, and we're done. And I cried, and I kept saying, God, I don't know what to do. I don't want to know what to do. And my dad said, I'll give you one more chance, but this is it. You're killing your mother. And I was. I was absolutely killing both my parents, just like as if I was holding a gun to their head, you know. And through that chance, I was given the gift. I was given the gift because on my first night in-housed in this little place called the basement, it's in the bottom of Santa Barbara County Jail, it's where they send people before they go to prison, wonderful crowd of women down there, you know, it just smelled wonderful. We had, how wonderful the housing this was is that if you used the toilet, if somebody was in the shower, you had to yell flushing so the person in the shower could get out of the way, because when you flush the toilet, the cold water stopped going to the shower and they could get scalded. It was just where I needed to be. It was the most miserable place that I had ever could have imagined. And that first night, I heard that there were some women coming in and that they were from Alcoholics Anonymous, and I went. And what I heard in that meeting wasn't a whole lot. I was coming off of a large quantity of methamphetamine, Jack Daniels, wine, and nicotine, and all I knew is I was miserable and I didn't want what I had. And the women came in and they shared, and they let me know that they felt the way I felt, and that they did things that women shouldn't do. And that at one time, they didn't want to look at themselves in the mirror. And then they told me about this program of Alcoholics Anonymous and these steps that are gentle and loving. And then they read A Vision for You. And the words that opened my heart and opened my mind are, the book is meant to be suggestive only. We know only a little. God will... God will disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation. But the county of Santa Barbara and the state of California told me I couldn't do this, I couldn't do this, and I couldn't do this. My parents had always told me I couldn't do this, I had to do this, I couldn't do this. Teachers had told me, you know, definite, 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 no. And here was this book and these women who said and let me know that they didn't know everything, and that God was teaching them. And they also said that I could have my own God. And a woman came up and she gave me her book, and she gave me a petal off of the purple rose that she had in her hair. And I was amazed. I was amazed that this stranger wanted to love me. And I decided to do what they asked me to do. And I took direction. And I had a counselor that when he told me, when I was whining and sniveling, because I was going to prison as far as I knew, that I needed to start a gratitude list. And I looked at him like he was nuts. You know, don't you know who I am? I'm sitting in jail. I'm wearing somebody else's underwear. I get peanut butter stuck on my fruit in the morning. My breakfast comes at 3:30 a.m. And he said, find things to be grateful for, else you're always going to be in the half, the cup half empty world. And I started to. And the things that I found amazing and that I was grateful for was unbelievable. Two stickers on my fruit. So I had two stickers to put a picture up. Cheerios for breakfast. Yeah, it was amazing. And I found those little things. And here recently, about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, my world kind of got turned upside down. My mother had a stroke and became very, very ill. And my father, and mom and I joke about this, was afraid that she was going to go first, so he declined, his health declined dramatically. And I lost my father, and he was my hero. And when things were going bad and I did not know, I didn't want to drink, I didn't want to use, I wasn't suicidal, but I was kind of homicidal. People were ticking me off and really upsetting me. I dug that old book out and I started looking at what I was grateful for in 06 when I was in jail. And I was amazed. And one of the things that it had on one of the lists was Dad answered the phone. And that to me showed me that God knew what he was doing. Through my whole life, God's known what he was doing with me. I had a plan. And my plan didn't go as I wanted. But I am right here, right now, doing exactly what I'm supposed to do because I try to do the next right thing. And I try to walk in the sunlight of the Spirit. And no matter what happens, I mean, no matter what, I fight to find the positive thing out of everything. And today I stand up here with over 9 years of sobriety. And for those of you who know, I have a really beautiful ear, and then I have a really cool ear. But this one's really beautiful because of the gifts that God has given me and the people in Alcoholics Anonymous and the people that have showed me what friendship is, what a program is. And my world is good. My world is really good today. And I'm grateful I got this opportunity to speak. Billy asked me to do the long thing, and I couldn't. I'm dealing with some other things. It also says in the big book that sometimes you need to reach out for outside help. Due to an incident 3 weeks ago, I quit being stubborn and bullheaded, and I realized that, you know what, I do need that help. I do need that help. It is helping. And last night I actually slept the whole night, which is the first time that I've done that in, 23 days. And that's because I have a powerful God, I have a powerful program, and I have wonderful friends. Thanks.
Thank you so much.